Jesus Christ spoke in eternal sentences. This means his wisdom has no date, restrictions, or stamps. Adam and Eve and the snake were punished around their spirits, not within it. A curse is the stress on the spirit caused by a strain on the body. Until we leave the environment of strain by revelation and obedience. Adam knew Eve intrinsically, unlike any other relationship. God expects everybody to know the truth, unlike every non-relative fact around them. Dealing with God's omnipotence is double-faceted in implications. Firstly, you will feel a surge of value and importance, only secondly to find out that the potential will age and develop. A mature opinion of transference only possible with your relating directly with God. The power of the knowledge is the problem of the knowledge. When you know at its best, will unveil to you a world of things you don't know. Little wonder knowledge, any kind of knowledge, to you should be implementable or revoked. What you can't use that you know will weaken you. When God looks at you, you should be able to say, "Look, Lord, I am listening. This is the assignment of your righteousness." Praying is your spiritual earthquake. What can be shaken will be shaken and removed. What can't be shaken will remain and be restored. The purpose of prayer is to draw on you what God is drawing out of you. Praying is like child's birth. The pain is a joy. He that does not pray will be a victim to change. He will never know what to do with his environment. My life is so affected by my blessings, like a mojo, my righteousness attached to my prosperity. So I don't seek prosperity, I seek my righteousness in Christ. Husbands should love their wives like Christ loves the church. But a husband that loves his wife without Christ will run out of the essential ingredients of the love substance. Because the two of them will become one flesh, it is essential that both revitalize their spirit consistently with the Holy Ghost, for there is a vacuum in each one of them that neither can help to fill. When a man loses the Holy Spirit, it is hard to remember any good thing about him. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit have an amazing characteristic of being able to lend themselves to each other without getting confused about who is who and who does what. The Holy Spirit essentially endows the power necessary to retain the image Christ paints, which were all set up by God the Father. In other words, we don't come to the Father by the Holy Spirit, but by Christ Jesus being continually enabled by the Holy Spirit. God cannot allow anything Jesus Christ has not afforded for mankind, even though the Spirit is willing to facilitate any agreement. If you are to keep the godly personality and Christ-likeness you've believed, you will need to know the Holy Spirit, not Jesus or God. As far as mankind is concerned, the only agreed path by the supernaturals is Jesus Christ, not God or the Holy Spirit. God is not a man, Jesus is, and the Holy Spirit connects them both. I cannot see how any one of them can succeed in their full purposes or mission without the full intervention of the other. By design, the human nature is a floater. If you do not learn to lock some divine moments down, it is difficult to call up any originality or innovativity out of your existence. So Scripture says, redeem the time.